As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Seriously, Katie and the crew of Smith Indoor Garden want to take your grow to the next level. They have everything that you need. Soil, nutrients, lights. If you've been growing for years or never grown anything, they got you covered. Smith Indoor Garden, Hartford. Go see them.
Well, if you freak out over flying monkeys in The Wizard of Oz, fly! Fly, monkeys, fly!
Honestly?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Pretty creepy.
Oh, very creepy.
Kind of a weird thing.
You got these little monkeys up.
And they're flying around.
Flying around, yeah.
Kind of a weird place to, yeah. There's something creepy about it.
You don't like that, this will probably not be your favorite story. A city in Japan is being terrorized by monkeys who are trying to snatch babies, sneak into nursery schools, and claw and scratch the elderly.
You damn monkey.
City officials say 58 people have been attacked in the last month, with a special unit even being hired to hunt the monkeys down with tranquilizer guns. Luckily, no one's been seriously injured yet, but a few ambulances have been called.
Here's another thing. You don't want to piss a monkey off.
No.
Hard to catch. Fast.
Yeah.
Strong.
Nimble.
Very strong.
Nimble.
Yeah. And, yeah, always kind of aggressive.
I mean,
sexually frustrated, maybe.
Monkeys are really cool, and as someone who loves nature, I have respect for monkeys. I think them out in the wild is a pretty amazing thing. I really have no desire, though, to run into a wild monkey. You know, like some of these tourists go to, like, I don't know, Indonesia or stuff, and they got the chupacabra. No, not a chupacabra. That's down in Mexico. That's a mythological beast. They got, you know, the...
Not even close.
Not even close to what we're... But, you know, they got the little monkeys, the cute monkeys, the cheeky monkeys.
Here's what you do. If you see a monkey, you check your pockets.
Check your pockets.
Make sure you have everything with you. And if you have anything of value, you know,
monkey's
stay away from that monkey. He's going to steal it.
Yeah, I don't have any desire to have a monkey crawl on me or anything, because at the turn of a dime, they could just claw my eyes out or bite me. You get some weird monkey fever. I mean, hell, we got monkey pox right now. I don't want a monkey crawling all over me.
You know, as a kid, there's nothing I wanted more.
Right.
Than a pet monkey. Then you get older and you start to do some research and you realize there's nothing I want less than a monkey as a pet. It just seems terrible.
Sounds like I think you set it up perfectly there. Yeah, as children, we're taught that monkeys are adorable, fun little, you know, little pals that you could have. You go on fun adventures. You got Curious George. You got that one monkey from that movie. You know, you got George of the Jungle and him and his ape friends. But then, as you get older and you're like, oh, my God. Like,
So my mom's friend had a pet monkey, and I think you know where this is going. And I got to be careful of how I explain this. But the pet monkey would always do things to himself, if you know what I mean. Especially if a female came over and she was on her
time of the month. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was very apparent. I guess it was very awkward all of the
time. So, long story short, this monkey got all horny when there was menstruating females around. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Exactly,
That monkey was a pervert degenerate, all right?
You know, you don't see dogs or cats doing that. You know, let's stick with them.
It was the Brocken Hunter of the monkey world. That's what it was. Yeah, but that's what they do. I mean, it's a wild animal, and I don't care how well you train that monkey. It's a terrible idea.
It's made for the wild.
Yeah.
Let it be in the wild. Yeah. Don't let it do wild things out in the wild.
Don't go searching around for them either. You know, you got that, like, Jane Goodall is out there living with the apes. And, I mean, I know it worked out for her. She did a lot of great things. But, hey, you're just playing with fire right there. You're just playing. Because that turn of a dime, all right? That monkey will mess you up, man.
You know.
Anyway.
Wish I could climb a tree like a monkey, though, don't you? Man, did you ever think about that as a kid?
Sit there eating bananas, swinging on your tail. That sounds like the sweet life.
Sounds like the great life.
If anybody comes over to you, you just, you know, scratch your eyes out. Get out of here, monkey, you son of a bitch. All right, so there you go. We got evil monkeys and Hunter's old horned up monkey story. That works for me. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.